There are other events from last September being remembered in America this week. Phoenix businessman Balbir Singh Sodhi was planting flowers outside his gas station when he was shot and killed a year ago. Mr. Sodhi, a Sikh, was the first victim of a post-September 11th hate crime. His attacker screamed, "I'm an American," at the time of his arrest. Abigail Beshkin from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona, visited Mr. Sodhi's family and has this story.
Half an hour before he died, Balbir Sodhi called his brother Rana.
He said, "I need some American flags for his gas station," but he couldn't find and he tried a couple stores and he didn't find. He said, "You are in the central Phoenix, so you must be find some."
The Sodhi family owns two gas stations and an Indian restaurant in the Phoenix area. On a recent afternoon, Rana Singh Sodhi staked out a quiet table at his restaurant and recalled family discussions after September 11th. The family was galvanized to teach the public to distinguish between Sikhs and Muslims and the distinctive headgear of Sikhs and some Muslims, and to do this without implying that attacks on Muslims are justified. On September 13th, Balbir, Rana, and their cousin showed up in the office of Guru Roop Kaur Khalsa, the director of Sikh affairs at their temple.
They came in to say how our customers look at us is totally different. They either look at us with such fear or such hatred, and we need to reach back out to them and say what we believe in, as we would never hurt them. You know, so we sat right here and planned out what we were going to do.
They decided to hold a press conference that very Sunday to explain the basics of the Sikh religion. That event never took place. Balbir Sodhi, with his dark skin and sporting the long beard and turban the Sikh faith requires, was gunned down the Saturday before, mistakenly assumed to be a Muslim. Now, a year later, the rest of his family continues to be active in their close-knit Sikh community. The Sodhis belong to Phoenix's main Gurdwara, or temple. On a recent Sunday, almost 200 worshippers sit cross-legged on the sanctuary's light blue carpet and sing along with the ragis, or chanters. After the religious service, the congregation gathers for lunch. People eat sitting on mats in the temple courtyard. Children chase each other in and out of the building. Women gather in the kitchen. The place feels like a crowded house during a holiday. Sitting alone is Sukhwinder Sodhi, Balbir's son. Sukhwinder runs the gas station now. He misses his father.
He loved me so much, and he used to call me almost every day. And he always asked me, "Why don't I call him back?" I said, "Dad, you call me every day. I don't have to, you know."
There are about 350 Sikh families in Phoenix. The Sodhis are from the Punjab region of northwest India, where Sikhism began just over 500 years ago and where the majority of Sikhs still live. Rana Sodhi says he moved to the United States, first to San Francisco, then to Phoenix, because he saw opportunities. 12 years later, he has a wife and three children, a home in a nice neighborhood, and his own gas station. Phoenix is home.
I remember about 3 months ago, the four young teenagers came in and they said, "Go back to your country." And I said, "No, this is my country."
Rana Sodhi says that the outpouring of support he received after his brother was shot was overwhelming.
All the neighborhood in the gas station area and come and join with us. An incident happened in almost 2:45 in the afternoon, and people sitting early in the 3 a.m. with us have candles. And how much love and affection people give us, you know, we can't forget that.
The Sodhis are now reeling from another tragedy. A month ago, one of their other brothers was driving his cab in San Francisco late one Saturday night when he was shot and killed. Police are still investigating, but so far have turned up no evidence that he was the victim of a hate crime. Even after losing his second brother, Rana says his faith in his adopted country is unshaken.
Sometimes I feel this is the country with what we practice in Sikh religion, and it's the same thing, you know, we're doing all over in America. You know, you work hard and take care of your family and take care of your community. That's our Sikhism teach us. That's what we're doing, all Americans.
After lunch on this Sunday, Rana joins the temple choir to practice for a September 11th memorial service. he and other temple members will participate in local memorials. Rana's goal is not only to educate people about Sikh practices, but to spread a message of tolerance. He says he hopes this song will convey his message loud and clear. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Phoenix.